Now is a new year, so we're starting a new sefer. Every year, like we have in our class, we take a new sefer to focus on. And this year, we'll focus on the grow, on the goyin. Now, there's a new chumash of the goyin that came out, right? Because the problem is the goyin wrote the Adar Silyo on the chumash, but there are many things that he wrote which are dispersed everywhere. So there was a chumash agro originally that wasn't like, but the new one that just came out, anybody wants to know, that's a Kreuzer edition. Kreuzer took out, he put out, and it's a very good chumash. It has the growing Tikkun Zoyan, the growing Sefer Yetzira, all the growth, and that will be Shem will focus on. And for me, the growth is very special. Remember when I was at Boch in Yeshiva, Ruderman once came to talk to me to explain to me how am I part of the Mesoira. He told me a word from the Gro. One day we're going to go into that word. And he said, listen, this word, I'm making you part of the Mesoira. I heard, Rav Rudman told me, I heard this from the Alte Mislabotka, who heard from the Alte Mikelem. The Alte Mikelem heard from Zundel Misalant, who heard from Rechaim Vlozhiner, who heard this word from the Gro. And the Gro is Kemoishe Vipi Agvoro. So that's what Rudman told me. When you hear from the Gro, you don't need any to go any further back. It's Kemoishe Vipi Agvoro. We know that. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, he had the din of the Rishonim, the Chazon Ish writes the same thing, he had the din of the Rashba of the Rambam. So that's what this topic is. So we're going to focus on the Gro. If you want to sell to the Bosher, I'll send afterwards the Marim Yekoyim is in the growing side that you should see. Because I'm going to try to focus not on Vortim of the Gro, Vortim for the Gro, you could have you find yourself, but on the Yesoides of the Gro. Meaning Gro, they build the Yesoides that you could build from this that hopefully will change people's lives. So our center of Asher, the Marim Yekoyim, and you should be able to see it inside what the Gro is saying. Okay? And we always do, start with some lomdas in Aloha and to see how the Gro connects to it. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Daled that when a person writes, as a sofer writes a Sefer Torah, he has to write, the sofer has to write and he has to copy from a written Sefer Torah. He cannot write by heart, but he has to repeat and to verbalize the words before he puts it down in writing. Tzorich sheyoymer b'fiv. The marker of this is the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos also, but the Gemara Basra, that says the Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara is trying to discuss how did Moshe Rabbeinu write the last ipsukim of the Torah. But the Gemara says that all the psukim Hakadosh Baruch Hu oymer and Moshe Rabbeinu oymer v'koysef. So here we learn to say that you have to verbalize and say. The Magen Avraham asks Akasha from Siman Lamed Beis in Nukos Tefillin. Nukos Tefillin says that if you don't have to write the Tefillin copying from another Tefillin. You could have a Tefillin somebody else who is telling you what to write. If somebody dictates to you, you have to do. But Shulchan Aruch says if he dictates to you, you have to repeat. Says Magen Avraham is mashma that if you're copying it from a written copy, you don't have to repeat. That's a stira for Sefer Torah. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. The Magen Avraham says, yeah, because Rashi Shita is that the only reason you have to repeat is not enough to copy is to avoid a mistake. By tefillin that people know Shema and they know Ve'ayim Shamoa, there's no reason for a mistake. You technically, if you're copying from a sefer, you don't have to verbalize. Only if somebody dictates to you to make sure that you heard right, you have to say it over. That's the Magen Avraham. Gro argues with that. The Gro says that's not true. It's mashal from everywhere that you always have to repeat if you copy. Doesn't make a difference at tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch says only if somebody dictates. No, the chidush is even if somebody dictates to you that you are hearing, you still need to repeat. And the question is, why is that the case? Why do you need to repeat again? That doesn't make any sense. Mishma, according to Magen Avraham, makes sense to avoid a mistake. But the Gro says, makes no difference how familiar and acquainted you have always to repeat. Why? So Rabbi Yoshe Ber wants to say, okay, in the Shuri Abar Mori, he wants to say the reason is the following, because always the Ksiva Sefer Torah has to be a reenactment of how the Kisvei HaKodesh came about. Always the Kisvei HaKodesh came about, the HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave a Nevuah, so the Novi repeated, and then he wrote. The written record was always following the spoken nevuah. So to Bichal Kisvei HaKodesh has to follow in the same model. You always have to speak and then write. And therefore, every Kisvei HaKodesh is a din in Kisvei HaKodesh. And it's a din in Kisvei HaKodesh because originally, that's why he says the last 8 psukim of the Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu never gave us a nevuah. Maybe then you don't have to say it over. That's what the Yoshe Ber says. The question is, why? why do you need to speak it out to give kiss via Kodesh? But l'chayra, I have a kasha, this is Yashibir. Because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Tzadik Daled, in Ilchus, in Orachaim, in Ilchus Megillah, the aloha is that by Megillah, it says, Kisefer v'chosav, right? V'nichtav b'sefer. V'nichtav b'sefer, the Gemara learns of Gzera Shova from v'chosav, that is Ksiva like Sefer Torah. Which means that the Ksav needs to be done like a Sefer Koida, Sefer Torah, which means has all the halochas. Right, there are three halachas. V'nichtav ze gzera shova, b'sefer melamed shetzricha sirtut kamita shel Torah. But v'nichtav needs ilchus sefer Torah. So the Ramah says, what's the nafkimina? By Megillah, you also have to speak out. When you copy a Megillah, it has to be from a sefer, and you have always to speak out. Now Briskurov says, interesting, this halacha v'chosav that you write in the Megillah, is this halacha of kisvei hakodesh to be chal d'ksiva? He says the Briskurov is not. This is a ksiva only for reading. Because even according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds that Megillah doesn't have a din of kisvei hakodesh. You know that Megillah says there, if it's part of the 24 books of scripture, is a big question. It went all the way to the Amoraim. And Shmuel's view is that Megillah Esther is not kisvei hakodesh. That's why, by the way, if anybody knows, if you ever go to the Hala Sefer, when you went to the people in Qumran we found all the kisvei hakodesh, all the books of the Tanakh found, with the exception of one. Which one? Megillah Esther, because Megillah Esther was problematic. Till the Amoraim, 700 years later, was a big discussion. But says the Gemara that even though according to Shmuel has no din of kisvei hakodesh, you still have to write to be yoytze Megillah. And says the Briskurov, the aloch of ksiva of the ksiva kisefer Torah, even though it's not chal the kedusha, you still have to do it according to Shmuel, because the aloch is that you need the nichtav to be able to be yoytze the sefer. It has nothing to do with the aloch of kisvei hakodesh. And the Briskurov brings a lot of other rayas. But comes out to the Rav, the ksiva of Megillah needs to be done how? That you have to speak out before, when you copy a Megillah, it has to be copied from an existing Megillah. And when you copy, you have to verbalize. According to Rabbi Yosheber, the verbalization is always because kisvei hakodesh was chal benevuah before, by Megillah, even if there's no kisvei hakodesh, you still have to do that. And the question is why? According to the Gemara Megillah, that's how Paschal Shulchan Aruch, Tafrei Tzadik Daled, that you have to verbalize, even if there is no kisvei hakodesh. The question is why? No, question number two. And the question number three is the following. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says in, it's the Gemara Megillah, it's the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says like this. Of course, I was reading the Torah, and he reached the parsh of Shema, im kiven libo yotzav, im loy kiven libo yotzav. If you had kavona, yotzav. If you didn't have kavona, you didn't yotzav. In fact, the Gemara, 1 second, mitzvah is inan tzichems kavona. So the Gemara says, Bekoira Lagia, is somebody who is fixing up a Sefer Torah, says the Moran, because when a person goes ahead and edits, copy edits a Sefer Torah, you have to look at the Sefer Torah, and when you copy, you have to repeat it to fix it. So if you're doing and fixing up the Sefer Torah, then the Kavona is not even to read, because it's not really reading, you're just copying, you're just saying to verb to make sure that you get the words right, then you need Kavona. So the case of the Gemara, the case of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah talks that if you're reading the Torah, you need kavon to be yoytze Shema, is only if you're reading in a way that you're just copying, you're just making sure that the Sefer Torah has no mistake. That's what the Gemara says. And the question is why? The Mishnah has to talk about such a case? This is the case of the Mishnah? Makes no sense. Why is that? So three questions. Question number one, why according to Rabbi Yosheber you need to speak up when you copy Sefer Torah to be chal kisvei hakodesh? Number two, comes out that even if there's no kisvei hakodesh, you have to speak out by Sefer Torah, it's a loch in Sefer Torah. The question is why? And why the quintessential case, the Mishnah always focuses in Shema, Bekoira Lagia, that somebody, a Sofer, was correcting two Sefer Torahs, and he was reading, if he had Kavona, he could be Yoytze Shema. Why do you take such a case which is so rare? To answer all of this, I want to go to the Gro. The Gro says here an unbelievable explanation in the Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, Aloha Aleph. The first Mishnah of Sefer Yetzirah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world b'sefer, sefer v'sipur. He created with a book and a story. The world was created with a book and a story. That's the Mishnah of Sefer Yetzirah. The first Mishnah of Sefer Yetzirah says that, v'bor es elomu b'sefer, sefer v'sipur. What does that mean? So the Gro here says something givaldi. If you look in the Bria, there are three expressions of creation. There is Bria. What else there is? Yetzirah Vayitzer, and there is Asiyah Vayas Elokim. These are the three oilomas that Mekubalim always say, the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Says the Gro, Bria, the first Bria is the first Sefer. The second Bria is the second Sefer. And Yetzirah is something which is called the Sibur. Explains the Gro the following. There is the world was created in a three-dimensional system, which in our humans is called Machshava, Dibur, and Maaseh. You have a plan. You always have a master plan, an idea, the potential. That's the first book. That's the potential. And then you actualize the potential. That's the second book. The book is always a potential that you actualize. In the world, it's always like this. In the world of quantum, there's so much potential in the world, and the reality is one of those possibilities bringing into realization. That's a book. There is the book of the author. The author writes the book, and when you read, it's your interpretation of that book. So it's a different book. It might look the same, but it's a different book. But for you to be able to connect to the original book, you need a connection. The connection is to go into a conversation. That's called Dibur. The Amira is that you get into a conversation because you have to be part. Like Stanley Fish always says, the Constitution of the United States. We have the Constitution of which the framers, the fathers of the nation, came up with. That's their intention. We give our own interpretation. But for our interpretation to make sense, we have to be part of the conversation. We have to learn. You have to go into a dialogue. You have to be part of the system. If you're not part of the system, your interpretation means nothing. The world of Bria is the world of potential. That's why the Pasuk says, Yoitzeror ubore choshech. Choshech is Bria. Why? Because choshech, says the Gro. It's a mistake to think that choshech, darkness, is the lack of light. In Chazal, choshech is a creation. But it's a creation that has all the potential. By the way, the Gro is saying science, right? The black hole. What is the black hole? The black hole is when all the energy and all the matter is concentrated, and you have to let it go out of the black hole. So the blackness of the black hole is the existence of everything in potential without development. That's why it's Zuboyre Choshech. Choshech, there is idea that when you bring, that's why, what's darkness? When the light is shined, and instead of shining it back, it gathers all the light. That's the black hole. That's why it's called Zuboyre Choshech. Yoitzer Or is that we take light, we shine back one of the channels. Is that how you channel back? So the first book, which is the book of potential, is always Boire. The second one that comes out is the world of Asiyah that you bring to reality. So Boire is the potential. Asiyah is the world of reality. And Vayoymer is the communication, the connection to come out of this. It's the same way in Machshava, Dibur, Maaseh, Machshava, which is always you have a thought, and then you have the Asiyah, and the Dibur is how you bring about the plan of the Machshava into the Maaseh. That's why the name of Hashem is Eke Asher Eke. I will be that I will be. The first I will be is the plan, is the Bria. That is the first book. The second Eke is how Kudri Boko actually becomes. How does go from the Machshava into the reality is Asher, that I will be. That's the conversation. Says the Gro, is the same thing on the creation of a baby. The father, the pituitary gland, has the semen, which is the potential. The female develops the potential. And what you have the connection between the two, that's the bia, the sexual relations, the connection. That's why Chazal always say that the sexual relation is called dibur, ra'ua medaberes. Right? Chazal said if she had bia, it's called ra'ua medaberes, because dibur is that connection, that interchange between the two. Says the Gro, this is how Kudosh Baruch Hu created the world. Potential is chesed. Din is when you define, you bring to reality, but you have to connect to be able to do it. That's why interpretations are so important. But the interpretation has to be somebody that goes into the conversation with the book to connect. That's why the concept of Dibur, the Dibur Asher. So that's why when you write a Sefer Torah, you have the first Torah. And now you bring your own Torah. You're creating the second book. You need to have Dibur. That's why the Dibur has nothing to do with Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore, dafka by Megillah. Why? Because Megillah is the last of the Kisvei HaKodesh. From now on, the world becomes, not obvious, becomes the second book. is telling you that the Megillah, which is the last of the Kitzvei HaKodesh, you know how you make Megillah? By having the Dibur with the first Megillah. For you to create a world of interpretation, a world of reality, you have to connect to the first one. So says the Gro, that's why the halacha is that to be chal Kitzvei HaKodesh, or for Megillah, you need always to have Sefer, and Sipur. This is the three-dimensional aspect of the world. Those are the three olamos. That's why it says in the Bria, always Bereishis is the potential, Vayomer Elokim, that's a Dibur, Yehior is the reality. So that's why the Gro says something really beautiful. You know that the Yerushalmi and the Medrash, the word Vayehi, right, is a word, every time it says Vayehi, it's what? It's Tzar. Vehaya is Simcha. Why? So says the Gro something Givaldic. You know the word Vayehi. Vayehi, the word Yehi is what is in the future, right? Vayehi makes it the past. Chazal learned, that's why it says Vayehior. Why does it say Vayehior? Because God made the light, but the light was only Leshoah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it away. So Vayehi means that you take the future and you bring back to the past. The Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created from a Machshava, but he brought it back to the Machshava. It went backwards. The Haya is the opposite. Haya is the past, Vayehi makes it the future. You're taking the past into the future. You know what Simcha is? When you move forward from the past to the future. When you go from the future to the past, that's Lashon Tzar. Vayehi Or is because the Or became the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Bereishis, the first book, Vayomer, Yehi Or, then Vayehi Or. The Or went back to the first book, went to the Machshava. If the future goes back to the past, that's the ultimate Tzar. Says the Gro, that's why you look at Vayehi. You look at the word Vayehi, right? It's always the Shem Shomayim backwards, right? Vayehi is Vov, going back to the Yud. And the Yud, and the Yehei, the Hei, going back to the Yud, Vayehi. That's why it's Loshon Tzar. Vehaya is the Shem Shomayim forward, Vov going to the Hei, like Yud Ki Vov Kei, and the Yud going to the Hei. That's forward. Forward is Brocha, backwards is Torah. That's why by Bria Saor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Or, but the Or right away went backwards in time. Vayehi went back to the first book. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the Medrash learns. That's Loshon Tzar. But says the Gro, you know what it is? After the Bria, what it says always in the Torah, Vayar Elohim Kitoiv, there is a halacha that you have to check your work to make sure that the second book matches the first book. Because you're trying to break a second book to match the first book. Invariably, it doesn't work. Invariably, that's a koyach hatshuva that you have always to go back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it, Vayar Elohim Kitov, he saw the creation, and you realize that it matches the first book, the book of the plan, that's Givaldik. But in life, you have always to check it. That's a concept of tshuva. That is the concept that constantly you have to go back and check what you did. That's why Chazal always say that the Sefer Torah, what's the example of Yichud Hashem, of Shema Yisrael, is Koyre Le'akiyah. When you look at the Sefer Torah to correct, to go back to the first Sefer, this is the ultimate Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem is that we have a plan, we talk to it, we engage in conversation, we bring to reality, and then you have to always to compare the second book to the first book. And it's a negotiation, because that comes back again and again and again. That is Koyre Le'akiyah. That's why when the Mishnah wants to bring a case of Yichud Hashem, what's a Yichud Hashem? Is when you're reading Shema to correct one Sefer to the second Sefer, because that's the ultimate Yichud Hashem. So Rabbi said, this is what Sefer Yetzirah tells you. The world that we live in is a four-party world, according to the Gro. There's always a Machshova. There is always the world of Ma'aseh. Machshova and the Ma'aseh are never the same. They're two different books. But in life, you have to engage in conversation to create a book. And always requires afterwards to check the second book and to make sure that it matches the first, and invariably doesn't. And therefore, you have to constantly make it better. That's the Koyach HaTshuva. And this is the Bria Sa'olam. Always Bria Sa'olam, you'll see that's a safer Vesipur. That's how children are created. That is how Nevuah is brought down, and that's how Kedusha Sefer Torah comes to be.